Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The weekend starts now. 99.1 PLR, Connecticut's number one rock station. This is the world-famous Wig Out.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. You know when it's too hot? When no one says, is it hot enough for you? That is one phrase I have not heard at all today. There was some weather guy on somewhere. I don't remember where it was, but he was explaining using all of those, you know, crazy meteorological logarithms and things that they have, that what we are experiencing today, it would be 8 degrees less than they normally have in Death Valley. But by the same token, let me just point out that right now in Kandahar, it's 108. Tomorrow, it will be 109, and we're not carrying any gear, and we don't have a bunch of crazy Arabs shooting at us. So, little perspective, yeah, we got it bad, but it ain't that bad. The Zimmerman trial. Now, first of all, it happened in the South, and you know how it is in the South. The Zimmerman trial is just another case of corporations, yes, corporations, I'll say it, which is really the government, making us point fingers at each other instead of taking a look at what is really going on. Because if we stopped pointing fingers at each other and talk to each other, we would realize that real wages for American workers have not risen for 40 years. One in three manufacturing jobs vanished between 2000 and 2010. We used to produce 96% of all we consume. And now we depend on foreigners for clothes and shoes and TVs and DVDs and radios and computers and the phones we use and even the cars we drive. 50,000 U.S. factories closed since 2000. Yet the heads of corporation reaped profits from abandoning America and raised their salaries to 7 and 8 figures. Yet we have not really had real worker wages rise in 40 years. Is that right? No, it's not right. But we're too busy looking at shiny objects. Honey Boo Boo. The new smartphone. Or whatever other shiny object comes our way. They try to keep us busy pointing our fingers at each other, saying the blacks are this, or the Puerto Ricans are that, or whitey is this. Once we stop pointing fingers and start talking to each other, maybe we will see a difference in this country and throw everyone out. Democrats, Republicans, it doesn't matter. They're the same party. You think Obama is bad? Whoever gets in is going to be just as bad. It was Bush who started all of the data collecting, and Obama just carried it on. Why? Because that's the way they like things. You look at your Facebook, you look at your social media. Do you think it exists so that we can all communicate with each other? No, it's there to take our money. They want us to buy things. And sooner or later, we are all going to say, we're not buying it anymore. So this weekend, why not take some time and talk to each other? Maybe we can get something done. Let's try it this weekend when we're pigging out and porking out and freaking out for this. The almost last weekend in July is in session, and it's hotter than hell, so stay cool the best way you can, and that's usually with your clothes off. Because it's here, it's now, and you gotta wig out.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.